Sounds like there's a lot of frustration from the defense to the offense with just the control.
I mean, I think it's on an individual basis, player to player. You know, you just want everybody to be given as much effort as you are out there. And for whatever reason, we're not getting that. So we had to, as a group, you know, make sure that we do whatever we have to do to get that done.
I mean, do you think the defense was a, not winning effort is the right word, but a
I thought we played well. I thought we played hard. We played effectively for the majority of the game. But the bottom line is, you know, wins and losses go to the team. And so if we need to get turnovers, if we need to get touchdowns, then that's what we got to do. You know, I mean, we have to be able to step up and answer that bell whenever it's ringing. So, you know, put blame wherever you want. The thing that I will say is Coach Coughlin touched on it. You know, I mean, if guys weren't out there giving 100% effort, then that's what I have a problem with. You know, everybody's going to make mistakes. There are going to be plays in the game that, you know, you wish you could take back. We see that every week. But if you're giving 100% effort, we can live with it. And we didn't get that out there, and that's the frustrating part.
It seems like Tom tried to put the blame on himself after the game, and some players stood up and said, no, it's on us. Was that as emotional? Post-game locker room.
I mean, Tom's a stand-up guy. He does that, you know, week in and week out. You know, he always says, you know, he'll take the blame, he'll take the heat. But you know, what was said in the locker room, I feel like should stay in there unless somebody who said something wants to say. We'll just say that you know, we respect him as a coach and as players. We have his back. We want to make sure that we play as hard as we can for him.